One of my favorite examples, I'd love to get a reggae one. Like, my favorite examples are like African drumming for interlocking rhythms and reggae. And I love this Afro-Cuban thing. This is the one I personally been into a lot lately, personally, so it was easy for me to develop. I put rumba elements. We're going to do the 3-2 clave first. So make sure on the top of your page it says rumba elements 3-2 clave. There's 2-3 and there's 3-2. So you may, if you're looking at the PDF, you may have to scroll to find that. It's a classic example of how all these parts fit together. Here's the first part. It says pulse, one bar repeated. So it's pretty much the same C note we just did. So please write in on your thing, third string, fifth fret for that part. And it's just like one, two, three, four, one, two, three. Everyone play with me. It's pretty simple, but we'll build this in a minute. If you thought that was fun, you ain't seen nothing yet, what we did a minute ago. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Okay? Pretty easy. Now, on the E note, second string, third fret, you're going to play the clave. The clave sounds like this. In other words, da, 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 da. One, and, two, three. One, and, two, three. Do you guys, are you following where it says, under B, it says clave two bar pattern, and little X's underneath where the count is? So that is an E string, the second string, fifth fret. I hope you wrote that next to it. And that's the note that you'll play with that. Only play that note while this plays so you can get used to that. This is called 3-2 clave. This is a fifth string, fifth fret of the second string. And it's a world famous rhythm. The reason it's called 3-2 is because there's three up front, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Now I'm still going to be playing just the C note to keep you in line, but you're playing da 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 da. Okay, keep going with that. There's a lot of other cool patterns to be added on this. Now just do it with me without the computer. 1, 2, 3, go. Good. Awesome job. Next is the cascata pattern. We're going to play that on the first string, third fret. It's a high G. And it sounds like this. It sounds like this while you're writing. 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, and 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 everybody's on high G. First string, third fret. Alright? And it's here it comes around. I'll count it off. Here we go. 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, and By the way, I personally find that it's a lot easier with alternate picking. Like, I see one person, and I'm not, you can do what you want, I'm not gonna get on your case, this is not a technique class or whatever. But I see one person using their finger, one person is just doing all downs. I like the ups and downs of it, it reinforces where the ends are. If my pick is going down on the beats and up on the ends, I can feel the pulse in relation to the beat better, right? So do it, so now do it with me. I'm just gonna hold down the ones, or one and three, that is. I'm on part A, you guys are on part C, right? And it sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Da 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 da. Good. All right. So, everyone cool so far, or should we practice that a little more? Okay, actually, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do all three parts so far. Joey, I'm just going to unmute you unless you have a question. Let's do one person doing the clave, one person doing the cascara, and one person doing the pulse. So, Finn, can we get you to do the pulse? It's going to go 1, 2, 3. Which one you guys want, which one you want to do, the cascara or the clave? Now we got one person doing the pulse, two people doing the clave, doing the cascara, and I'm doing the clave. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Awesome job so far. The same three parts that you guys just played. Wait, let me start it at the one. That's what we just did. And it was pretty good. There's two parts left. The bombo part is only one hit. For both bars, it's only on the end of two. But it's a very cool part. Listen to this. One. That's all it is. It's a low G, first string, a third, sixth string, third fret. Please write it in, and it's very important. And try and hit it just that one part, like 1, 2, and that's it. 1, 2, and. So you got to keep your place because it's only 1, 2, and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and. Yeah. It's on an end, and it's on the end of two, so 1, 2, and. Yeah. 1, 2. Alright, so we're gonna try all three parts. So who wants to try the bomba? Who felt comfortable with that? If not, I'll do it. Alright, cool. Matt, you're on bomba, which is D, letter D. Christopher, can you hold down the cascara part? See what it sounds like with just the letters A, C, and D. If it sounds right, I'll kick in with part B. But not just yet. So the pulse starts. We got 1, 2. Or I'm sorry. It would be like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Then the cascara. Oh, did I tell you the wrong note? Which note do you want for bump? Actually, can you do G? Can we do G? I told you the wrong note. High G. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, Matt, perfect. Now I'm going to keep your parts and I'm going to put in the clave. Perfect, here we go. Now you guys are doing well. The goal of it all is to not only play all four parts. You could stop now. It's not only play all four parts, but play it a bit faster. Let me just go ahead for a second and show you what it might sound like a little faster. Or even at 160, it would sound like this. Whoops. Now we got some groove going on, right? We may not get there today. I'm happy with what we did so far, but you can hear how amazing it fits together, and none of the parts are very hard. It's just, that's how they fit. Now that last part is called the tumbao. It's letter D-E on the sheet. And the note you're gonna play is the fifth string, third fret. It's a C note, please write that in. This is letter E, fifth string, third fret. And it goes on the end of four only. Both times, like two, four and, two, three, four and, three, four and. I'm gonna go back to 100, by the way, because we'll speed it up after we get it.
I have a question.
Yep.
So I was playing the bongo.
So here's the tumbao. Everyone play just the. It's on the end of. Like one, two, three, four, and. Two, four, and. Two, three, four, and. In your head, it'll be one, two, three, four, and two, three, four, and good. Now we got five parts and only four guitarists, but someone could do parts D and E. For example, I'm looking at you because you were on the bombo earlier. Someone could do they don't happen at the same time. You could do D and E at the same time. It might sound like this. Everybody try this. We're going to do D and E at the same time. Like that part, someone can take that. What are you thinking? You like that? So you're doing two different parts. That's pretty cool. Alright, so let's do it. In each part one at a time. I'm gonna skip part B. Hang on, please. I'm gonna skip part B. For now, because that'd be my part. I'll save that for the end. So we got the pulse first, like one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one. And then the cascada is next, which is. And then the we only got four guitars. Alright, now I'm gonna do the clave. Sound pretty good. I'm very pleased so far. Any questions? So I'm gonna mute you, Joey. Alright, let's bring it each one part in at a time. This time it's da. We got our pulse. The cascada comes in next, and I like. And yours is. Look, keep going, guys. Yours is. Someone will get started improvising. We don't have a fifth guitarist here, but someone could start improvising, and you still have to hold your own part. So now I'm gonna do the clave, and then I'll begin to improvise on C. You still have to hold your part. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. We'll bring it in like. Sounds terrific. The pattern is the 3-2. Everything's the exact same, but in like reversed kind of. Like here's a, we did a 3-2. Now this, I'm sorry. Now we're on 2-3.
Yeah, there it is.
Everything. It's gonna be the same notes that you played, but now everything's inverted. So let me explain. You have. Actually, now that we did it faster, let's keep it faster. I'll do this one at 140 or something instead of 100. And this is the 2-3 clave because it's a 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3. So just play the basic pulse with me. That's 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Now on an E note, the next string up, you're gonna play. Is too fast, or should we try it? Try it with the pulse. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's too fast. This is too fast. It's not going to work. So we'll go down to 120. All right, here it is again. Here's the pulse. Let me turn this up a little. And the clave is 2, 3, 2, 1, and then in terms of picking direction, which is a very key ingredient we haven't been talking about much, I mentioned it a little, but I think it's much easier when it's like you hear it as down, 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 up, up, down, 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 up, up. How do I know which way is up and down, anyone? When it just says a rhythm here, how do you know whether you should be picking down or up? Actually, it says it right on here. It says D and it says D and U right on it. But what was it, Joey?
You just alternate it.
Yeah, but the and is always up, and the numbers are always down. So let's try that. Just play the E part. Confusing to everyone. Let's go back down to 100. I guess I got too ambitious here. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what tempo we play. That sounds good at any tempo. I want you guys to play. Just hold down that it's a little distracting. Just play the root, maybe like good. We need that part. Thank you. All right, now let's see your clave, you guys. Would that be okay? And me and Chris are going to do the coscato, which is similar to what you were doing before, except now it's inverted. So your part is now like this. I'm going to bring in the coscato part. It's inverted like da, da, da. I'm sorry, my bad. It's da, 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 da. Listen for your respective note. It's either a C or E or a G. You're on C, you're on E, you're a G. And just follow the part for a second. So man. Bum, 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 bum. Keep going, don't stop. I'm gonna bring in the last part because we're running out of time. It's easy to get It's easy to get off, so don't feel bad. I'm actually surprised. I'm actually surprised this hasn't happened more often, but let's do it. We're on it. So yours is ding, ding, ding. We'll bring each part in one by one. All right. Next is the Coscata. Christopher goes. Match goes. Got a bunch of things that I'm very happy with this so far. I personally think it's easier when it's just you're just tapping on one and three, like Finn was just going ding, ding, ding. But that's something to experiment with. Everyone's foot is going twice as fast. Hello, Hillary. The person who's holding down the one has like the most important job. Like if you go off, the whole band's gonna crash and burn, you know. So like, you know, in Cuban music, it's somebody with a cowbell just going ding, 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 and the whole rest of the band's doing all kinds of crazy stuff around it, you know, like, we couldn't live without that guy or gal doing that part. Now, there's a couple other things I wanted to show you guys. I always get a little ambitious. I was going to do this on two different chords, just at least listen to what it sounds like on two different chords, but you would have to switch your note. I was like, nah, that's going to be too hard, but this is what it would sound like on a C and G. Same parts you guys were playing. Now each part is very simple. Like listen to just one part by itself. It just changed from like C to D, like it's super, super simple. Now listen to what it sounds like faster. Hang on, Finn, please. Listen to it at 160. In a way, it's easier when it's faster. Another hour, we could easily do that. And then imagine that's five different parts right there. Imagine a sixth part doing an improvised thing on top. And hence you're learning how important the whole thing fits together. And before you go, there's one last point I want to make, which is I almost what I wanted to include the 6/8. I gave you the sheet on it, but we don't have time to do everything in one day. But here's what it sounds like in 6/8. Alright? 6/8 is like this. Hang on. Let me make it like 75 or something. Listen to this. Second. So this is, let me just explain what you're hearing here. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1 and a 2. But the clave is 1 da 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 Da, 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 da. bombos like this. 1, 2, 3. Actually, I'm sorry, the beat is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's on 3. And then finally the tumbao. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. And a 1, 2, 3, 4. And a. If we had time to do that, that would be super fun. I'll let you guys go in a second, but listen what it sounds like on 2 chords, G and C, C and G. That's for a different day, but that'd be super fun to pull that off. Those are the 3 main feels we got. You either have 4-4 straight, 4-4 swing, or shuffle, or you have some kind of 6-8 feel. So that's why I chose those feels. More on this another day, but everyone did very well.